Yes, 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 yes. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Grapevine. It's me again. Your boy filling in for Manon Sabir.
Don't go anywhere.
Don't go anywhere. Filling in for Manon. It's your boy Ray Nitty, man. Just filling in shortly for Manon Sabir on the Grapevine. On the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. We'll try to do this like Manon do it. Today, we're going to be talking about power, y'all. Power, the power of the people. Nah, I really don't know what we're going to be talking about on here while we fill in for Manon. But we thank y'all for that. If you're just joining us, we thank everybody that was tuning in to the lunch break as we get into the Grapevine. We had Jordan Roman on the show, man. I think that was very, very, very refreshing for Jordan, actually. I mean, not for Jordan, for Truth, I should say. Because a lot of people were super engaged, man. People that's, you know, they be difficult with me, but they loved Roman. And I don't think they really, I don't think they really wanted Jordan answer to what they was asking in the chat. 833-212-1017. That's the number to dial. 833-212-1017 is the number to dial. Jazz, what up, cuz? Filling in for Manon till bro get here. We are going to talk. It's the governor's race. It's the governor's race. It's assembly race. It's a lot going on in the city. It's a lot going on in the town, man. And I guess I'm going to use this time to talk about what I want to talk about. And y'all know how I feel. Tomorrow is a very, very important day. It's a very important day. And I know a couple of our listeners probably wasn't reading in between the lines of what Brother Jordan Roman was saying. It was something he said particularly that stood out to me. He said more than 50% of the kids. And somebody asked, where is that stat from? That was a good question. I need to verify it. But Jordan shared with us. I think he said he got it from Ken, didn't he? From Ken. Is he talking about Ken Harris, I'm assuming?
I don't know.
Because Ken is usually a very factual person. Shouts out to Dr. Ken Harris. He said more than 50% of the kids, of our black kids, attend choice schools. More than 50%. He also said something that stood out to me as well. He said that. Now it's slipping my mind. More than 50% of our kids go to choice schools. And he also said that, people on the doors. The neighbors on the door said they can't wait for NPS to get their stuff in order. So when you got people saying, oh, they'll remove or end choice program, you know, where does that leave the other 50% of the kids? We sent them back to, and nobody never said we should not fully fund Milwaukee public schools. Nobody never said that. I know I only said we can't fully fund something without reforming it first. I know that's what I said numerous times. But Brother Jordan Roman came on here and said it so eloquently that I feel like we need to clip that up and use that. Families are saying they can't wait for NPS to get their stuff together. I had kids in NPS. I say kids like I just got a whole bunch of them. I got two kids, by the way. I only got two kids. NPS and voucher, choice, all of these different things. We explored it. We explored different places because we wanted a good education for our kids. That'll put them in a better position. And I think both options was amazing. My son is doing great right now. My daughter did amazing in school. But we did research on the schools. So I just want y'all to know how important tomorrow is. Don't let anything deter you from going and casting your vote tomorrow. Do not let anything deter you from going and casting your vote tomorrow. You also need to take somebody with you to vote. Take somebody with you, please. Beyond the governor race is so much on the table. There's a lot on the table, and I was wrong when I thought the referendum was on this ballot, but it's not on this ballot. It's on the general. It's on the general election. For me, when I vote for somebody, I want to know that they be able to get the job done. I want to know that it's not just going to be stagnant leadership. These are things I want to know. And if somebody hasn't shown the ability to get things done, why would I give them a raise to the highest office? In 6 years, if you only got one thing done in 6 years, you can't just, you know, sweet talk your way to a raise. No. You got to show the ability to get stuff done. Work with others in a purple state. You got to show the ability to get things done. And when you have not gotten it done, what else am I supposed to believe? That you're going to get it done now? No, I don't believe that. I'm going to believe what I've been seeing. And then now we could touch on this establishment stuff a little more, too. Let's say Hong is the person in the general. I think we're about to get a surprise tomorrow. But let's say Hong does win. I still think Crowley is about to win. I think it's going to be a close race, but I think Crowley pulls it off. Let's say Hong wins, though. Let's say she does, right? How does she get stuff done? Al, we got Al online. Al, how you doing, man? I didn't mean to not take your call last hour. We just had a lot going on.
Oh, there ain't no problem. I think we got to stop being stupid. Number one. When you bring up the potholes, anything in the city is always going to be nigger fix because they're never going to fix it right. Number two, we know the establishment means black people. We already know that. And some people who say it doesn't mean that, that's because you know deep down in your heart, you know what it means. But here's the one thing people don't pay attention. She said she wanted to make sure trans rights is okay. She's not even really talking about trans rights. She's talking about white men. Because when I be at the gym, the only people we see going in the women's locker room is white men. So she's talking in code. So when you talk about the Jerry Butterfuckos, the Ron Jeremys, you remember that movie, Give Me a Break?
I ain't mean to say Ron Jeremy. I don't know why my mind
I meant to say that. But those are the people that's going in the women's bathroom. So when she said trans rights, she's really talking in code to white men. So we have to we cannot dumb ourselves down. See, you have to understand, a lot of Asians are not really cool with blacks, but they're more cool with whites. So she have her way of talking when she say her stuff. Now, if she really wanted to be about something, she could have said, I want to do more expunging and pardon because now you're catering to everybody. Mm-hmm. But when you use the establishment or you say trans rights, mm-hmm. you're catering to white men. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of these listeners is not paying attention to that. Nobody's stupid. But isn't it funny how they hate black people, but every time they want something in their vessel, who they trying to come to? Have a great day, everybody. Happy Monday. Bye-bye.
Man, shouts out to Al. Shouts out to Al. Yeah, but I miss said a name. I was trying to say Ron Johnson. And I accidentally said Ron Jeremy. Ron Jeremy is not who we talking about, people. I apologize.
But even then, it wasn't Ron Johnson. It was the Ron Burgundy or Burgundy.
Oh, yeah,
from
The script. Ron Burgundy from the script part. I was thinking about who our bro lost to. That was Ron Johnson. But you're right. In that context, I was talking about Ron Burgundy from Anchorman. And the wrong name came out. And now it's came up twice in less than an hour. So there it is. Shouts out to everybody on the chat tuned in with us right now, man. 833-212-1017 is the number to dial. 833-212-1017 is the number to dial. It's Ray Nitty filling in from a nine on the grapevine, man. We just picking some grapes. And with grapes, we make jelly. And with jelly, we add peanut butter. Babar, how you feeling? How you feeling, man? The establishment talk, right? I saw a lot of people talking establishment this, establishment that, establishment this, establishment that, right? And I said it on the last show. Sure, the word establishment, it's not the slur. It's what comes after the word establishment when speaking about county executive. Massa's establishment puppet on Massa's lap. Y'all see it. Y'all see some of it in the chat. Y'all see it. So to act like that's not happening, when you take a position and just say, oh, it's not a slur, and you ignore everything after it, that says a lot to me, man. As if you don't see it. As if you don't see it. And then to just be coming at somebody because something didn't go your way, that's mog activity. That's acting like a mog. You can not like somebody. That's cool. But to discredit them because of that, that's what mogs do. And now about this establishment thing again. Like I was saying, let's just say she does happen to get through. She gonna want that establishment to come through with the bag. She gonna need the establishment to come through to push voters. Or maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they don't deal with the establishment. Everybody's so anti-establishment till it's time to get in line and ask for help. Then it's like, oh, we all need to rally. We all need to rally around the person that's winning. We should get behind. Now get behind the person that's most qualified. Start there. Not the one that's selling dreams. Not the one that's been ineffective. I don't know. But don't go anywhere, y'all. This is Ray Nitty filling in. From a nine on the grapevine on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. One man should have all that power. The clock's ticking, I just count the hours. Stop tripping, I'm tripping off the power. What up, y'all? Welcome, 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 welcome. This is your boy Ray Nitty filling in from a nine on the grapevine. Shouts out to everybody in the chat. Babar, Jasmine. Man, everybody that's joining us, man, 833-212-1017 is the number to dial on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. We just talking, man. We just talking till your hostess with the mostest get here. Tomorrow is the day. Tomorrow is the day. Election day in Wisconsin. They say a number is going to be down. They saying turnout is going to be down. I think we about to surprise people and turnout going to be up. I got to speak it into existence. I got to speak it into existence, Sherwin. I got to speak it into existence. If you missed the lunch break, we had Brother Jordan Roman. It was an amazing interview, actually. It was an amazing interview. Shannon asked some amazing questions, and I just love the answers that he gave because he said it so eloquently in ways that I've been passionately trying to say. And, you know, I've gotten called coon-ass B, idiot, foolish, dumb, ignorant, just an entertainer. All of these things, right? From folks supporting the other side, which is cool. I've never once said anything disrespectful. Never once said anything, you know, rude. Only asked one question. A very fair question. What is the plan for black families in one of the worst places to raise black families in America? You would think that's a fair question to ask somebody who's wanting to take the highest seat of office in the state of Wisconsin, which is one of the worst places to raise black families. So you would think somebody would have a plan for that, right? And not just wave the punchlines in your face. Oh, we're going to ban data centers. We're going to raise teacher pay. We're going to fully fund MPS. All of these things was great. It was great, but what is the impact on black families? What was the impact on black families? Yes, we should raise teacher pay. We should raise the teacher pay. But you can't tell me Manon just walked in. Manon!
Let's keep it going, man.
You can't tell me that raising teacher pay impacts black families as a whole. Mm. That's a very small percentage of jobs. How many teacher jobs even make up the jobs in Milwaukee County?
Man, that's a good question. I know a lot
it's
of
It's less than 5%.
Oh, gosh.
Less than 5%.
And I think a lot of teachers that are resigning now.
There you go, right? Because what, MPS needs to be what, reformed?
Right.
What good is fully, what do you fully fund something that ain't been reformed yet?
Mm.
So we don't talk about educational reform for MPS. We just talk about the low-hanging fruit and fully fund MPS because that's what they think people want to hear. It's like, okay, yeah, raise teacher pay. We got to pay our teachers more. But that's not the answer to improving Wisconsin for black families. Very small percentage of people would be impacted by that. How many black people not even a teacher? So how? That's all I asked, Manon. I also asked questions like, what have somebody done? Could you imagine if we showed up in here once a year, Manon?
Oh, man.
Out of the 300 or whatever, ironically enough, I think if you take the weekends out, we might work 248 days or something. So ironically enough, imagine if we only showed up one out of 248 times to work. We gonna ask to be GM of the station? Mm. No, you don't get a raise for lack of getting things done. When I vote for somebody, mm-hmm, I look at track record. Can this person fight on my behalf? Can they get wins on my behalf? And if they can't, okay, I'm not voting them for them before. But I'm not going to send you to the highest office, mm-hmm, with zero wins.
Yo, that's crazy. We talking about somebody, ain't we?
We talking about Francesca Hong, and in 6 years in the assembly, right, she's gotten one bill passed.
Right.
Out in 6 years out of 248 plus. In the same assembly, in three years, Crowley got like six bills passed in half the time with a way more crowded Republican assembly. But I have to defend, and people ask me, like, what has he done? And then I tell them what he's done. Mm-hmm. And then I ask them, what has she done? Then they can't tell me what she's done. They just keep telling me what she's going to do. So I don't like the double standard, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired of it, and I'm frustrated.
So with Francesca Hong, she really, without a great track record, isn't a great candidate for governor. And that's what you're saying.
I'm saying the work is not there.
Yeah.
The relationships is not there. Mr. Jordan Roman came on here and said, being in office and a position like that, you need to be able to have the relationships to get things done because mm-hmm. Wisconsin is a purple state.
Yeah.
You got to work with Republicans and Democrats in order to get policies done.
Yep.
And in 6 years, she's only gotten one thing successfually through the Asian American Hmong Education Bill or something like that, which is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's needed.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't tell me that you fighting for my on my behalf and people that look like me when you haven't done it.
Mm-hmm. In the polls, she's leading in the polls. Am I wrong?
She's leading in the polls. Absolutely. I also question, where did they poll? Who did they poll?
So I had a conversation with someone about that. Like, who did they poll and where did they poll? And we all know
it'd be outskirts.
A lot of black folks aren't necessarily taking the survey.
Come on, man. I've been voting since I was 18. Never got polled once.
Yeah.
Never got polled once. Not nobody in my house, my mama, everybody. I've asked them.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody I've known that lived like real inner city Milwaukee, not outskirts.
Right.
I ain't talking lakefront, lake drive, downtown. No.
Mm.
We not getting polled, bro. We not represented in them numbers.
Right.
They not even campaigning to our neighborhoods.
I think this is our election special. Maybe we continue on for a couple more minutes after the break, because this is something that's very interesting, because the election is tomorrow.
Election is tomorrow.
We need to continue to having this conversation, at least as long as you are able to stay on.
Man,
but people need to know.
I got to meet somebody at this condo I'm working on, but
tell that person that
I will V-link in, though.
Yeah.
I will V-link in.
V-link in, because I think people need to understand what's going on.
I do think it's important. And I think people need to ask real questions and stop buying into this facade and hype.
Right. And you're not saying, I think everybody, what Ray is saying is like, who's the better candidate? You're not, we think politics is personal. Politics is personal. It's like almost business as usual.
Mm-hmm.
It's business as usual. Hall may be a great person, but that doesn't mean that the great person, you know, to you is the right person in for business.
For the job. That's it. Do I like some of the stuff she says? Absolutely.
Yeah.
But how attainable are these things? And I say that because none of them has been attained in the 6 years.
Mm.
They ain't even get a day on the floor. They ain't even getting a hearing.
Yeah.
So in 6 years, you can't even get these things that you're talking about. Nobody's listening to it.
Right. Whoa. This is deep.
So as governor, you're still going to need relationships and people across both aisles to sign up for the things mm-hmm. that you believe in. So if maybe it's going to be some drastic change in the assembly coming up that I just don't know about, but I'm willing to bet that Wisconsin is probably still going to be majority Republican-led assembly.
Whew. And that's deep. That's really, really hard for black folks, especially in Wisconsin.
But
what does that mean? What does that mean for us if it's Republican-led?
I don't know what it means. I know they use it as an excuse for why she ain't got nothing done.
Mm.
But I go back to David Crowley's track record in the assembly when he was in assembly, not as county executive.
Right.
In the assembly.
Mm-hmm.
And he had 10 more Republicans in the assembly. She right. had like 53. He had 64.
Mm-hmm.
And he got four times the work done in half the time. Who got the relationships to get something done?
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Mm-hmm. And then to not have a real plan for black families in Wisconsin, that's a slap in the face.
Wow.
That's all I'm saying.
So what so I guess for the layman person in Wisconsin, you talk about a Republican-led Senate. If we do have a Republican-led Senate, we wind up with this, whatever. Mm-hmm. What does that mean for black folks? If we had a Democrat-led Senate, mm-hmm. does that mean that we get more things imposed to us? Like, so, do we get more money, more scholarships, more grants?
Let me be clear.
Yeah.
That don't necessarily mean black people are just going to, you know, get more.
Right.
But it makes it a little bit more easier to navigate the terrain mm-hmm. if we have folks in our favor.
Right.
So the conversations probably could happen a little bit more. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? If it's Democratic led.
Got it.
Now, Democrats still need to do the right thing mm-hmm. and address Wisconsin being one of the worst places for black families.
Right.
But it's all about who can actually get it done. And I know from fact, this ain't nothing I'm just making up.
Right.
I saw somebody got quadruple the work done in half the time. In a way more Republican-led assembly.
And you're just talking about mathematics. That's math. Yeah.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Math and actually getting work done. Don't go anywhere, y'all. This is The Grapevine with Manon Sabir and Ray Nitti to fill in. We'll be back after these messages.
Best equipped, best prepared, troops refuse to fight. Matter of fact, it's safe to say that they would rather switch than fight.
Yes. Woo, man. That needs a ride, baby. Oh my gosh. Thank y'all. Man, thank you, Ray. Thank you, Ray. Man, hey, look, the election is tomorrow. Go out and vote. Make sure you vote. If you don't vote, you won't count. You will not be counted if you don't vote. So welcome back to The Grapevine. I'm your host, Manon Sabir. And we had to fill in Ray Nitti going crazy, going ham on them bars with the election. Man, he has a point. He has a point. So if you were here, tuned in. Ray was talking about David Crowley's record versus Rebecca Hong's record. And, you know, there's some things out there, man. Like, I think you have to look at, When you're looking at trying to elect somebody, there are times when you got to look at the record, and the record is showing blaringly and blatantly. So let's see what happens. Hopefully, David Crowley can beat the odds, and we'll see. We'll see. I gotta talk to y'all about something, man. Last week, I told everybody that I was going on a fast. Yes, I did fast. But here's the truth. The other part of the reason why I was fasting is because the week prior or the days prior to me fasting on Friday, starting to fast, man, I was not feeling good. I wasn't feeling good. Feeling like I just couldn't wake up, couldn't move around. I mean, I was sluggish, everything. Just couldn't run, all that stuff. And I think if you, as a man, you know, if you can't run around and make things happen, it's hard to go back home with the meat, baby. It is hard. So, yeah, I was feeling bad, and I started fast, and I challenged everybody last week. If you in the chat, I know we got a few people in the chat right now. If you were in the chat and you went out Friday and you did your thing, you fasted, did you actually fast? Baybar, did you fast? I know you were supposed to fast. Jasmine, Jazz West, I know it was a bunch of people that I was supposed to fast. So I fasted. I did my thing. I think I had one time where I was able to eat kind of a regular meal. It was some seafood. It wasn't a lot. But, you know, I got out and I did some kayaking. So what did you do? What did you do to fast? Did you cut social media? Did you cut TV out? What did you do to fast? 833-212-1017. Or what do you do to fast? What do you do to get rid of the crazies, right? What do you do to get rid of that all that garbage that's inside of you? I'm of the contention that some of y'all just went back to the regular schedule. But if you are the superhumans and you did not, let me know, because I want to hear from you. So I fasted from basically sun up to 12, and then I ate a little bit, maybe drank something, and then I stopped eating towards the evening time, like early evening. And I feel good. I feel better than I did last week. So, but there's still some lingering effects of just not treating my body right. And that fast is good. The fast was good, man. I feel like I'm on the right track, but I'm, you know, I can see if I mess up, I can backslide. So hopefully y'all did y'all thing, and you can wake up tomorrow, go out to the polls and vote. Hopefully you can wake up tomorrow, go out to the polls and vote. That's what you got to do. But let me ask y'all a question. So real quick, I want to ask y'all a question, but hold on. This is on the chat. Our chat is about to probably start waking up a little bit more. Baybar said, "You didn't set the rules. You asked me to fast while I was eating 3 chicken wings with fried rice." Are you kidding me? You was eating 3 chicken wings. I didn't. So after you finished eating the 3 chicken wings, did you, and the fried rice, did you stop eating? Now, if you stop eating for a signal, I told you the rules. I said the rules. I said the rules of the fasting is this. The grapevine fasting rules are this. Wake up. Don't eat until noon. Noon till about 6-ish. Then that's your window of eating. And then from 6 to 12 the next day, then you're not eating. Those were the rules. Does anybody remember that? Anybody remember that? Let me know. This is, if you just replayed it, yes, for 16 hours, exactly. Oh, my gosh. Come on. Work with me. I promise you, I'm going to work with you. So, my Grapevine crew, hopefully y'all did your thing. You fasted. Some people... A lot of times, if you are fasting, you don't know anything else, just think about this. You can, when you fast, your body starts to reverse in its age. Your body does not move forward in aging. It actually reverses in age. So, you know, if you got an extra, crow line in your face, that starts to like decrease by a little bit. If you have, you know, an extra ache in your back, that starts to go away. But you got to start fasting. This is really, really important. Some people heal their body through fasting by not eating for a long period of time. I know somebody who became who what? Man, these, hey, for people on the radio, in the radio land, if you go to YouTube and then you type in Truth Radio and then look at our chat, these folks are actually absolutely going wild about it. It's 2 people on here that are actually going back and forth about, one says the rules, then they say something about, yes, they did it for 16 hours, but that's the contradiction, is I didn't set the rules, so I don't know what rules you're following. Another person says they cook protein, veggies, small carbs, lots of water, no fast food, and 2 briskets. There you go. 2 brisk walks. Okay, all right, cool. There you go. That's good. That's a part of the fast. I'm glad you did that. I'm glad you did what you had to do in order to make sure that you are fasting. Now, let's try it again. We're going to try it again. Middle of the week, on Wednesday, we're going to do this again. We're going to fast again. All right? Not going to do it on Friday. We're going to do it in the middle of the week. I'm going to separate the days. Not going to be any predictable day. We're going to do it again on Wednesday. Matter of fact, when Wednesday come, be prepared. Here's the rules for the fast, for the Grapevine fast, so we can all be on message. Wake up. Don't eat until noon. From noon to 6, you can eat, all right? From 6 until the next day of noon, you are fasting. Does everybody have it? Hopefully you get it. There we go. Let's improve our health, because health is wealth. And we'll be back. I'm going to talk to y'all about your grandmother's medical recipes and what they say about your family when we come back on the Grapevine in 3. Yes, welcome back, welcome back. And I'm your host, Manon Sabir, the Grapevine. Picking some more grapes. We're talking about fasting, and now we're going to talk about your grandmother's cures, your grandma's cures. I know everybody got a grandma. Everybody had that one grandma. A lot of people got that one grandma that root her all of her little recipes and cures, remedies rooted from the South. So I got a grandma, man, my grandma, both of them had all kinds of remedies, all kinds of remedies. But first, I want y'all to know, if you are not locked in to the Grapevine Fast, please lock in to the Grapevine Fast. We're fasting again on Wednesday. I'm fasting. You can fast with me. This is my thing, right? I'm not advising you to fast, but if you want to join me, you are more than welcome to. However, this is my fast, and this is what I'm going to do. What I'm going to do is I'm going to fast from sunup to noon. Between noon and 6, I'm going to eat. What I'm going to eat, I'm going to tell you real quick. I'm going to make a big avocado, cucumber, tomato, cilantro salad, all right? And I'm going to add probably some blueberries in there, and I'm going to eat it. That's what I'm going to do. And I'll probably add some other type of thing in there. I'm kind of odd, so I might add some sea moss in the mix. All right? I am going to juice. I am going to drink a gang load of water. That's my goal, is drink a lot of water. And then at 6 o'clock, I'm not going to eat. And then from – chill out. Then from 6 to noon the next day, I'm going to do it again. All right, then I'll probably do something different. I'll probably, you know, knock out a sweet potato and then add like some type of almond butter to it with maybe some mushrooms, stuff like that. So my goal is to make sure I have raw vegetables per every day. That's the goal. So hopefully y'all can join me on Wednesday. Reason why I'm doing it on Wednesday is because everybody says I want to start something. I'm gonna start it on Monday. I'm gonna start working out on Monday. It's no such thing. Everybody says they're gonna start something on Monday, but not everybody completes it after Monday. You always start on Monday, but a lot of people do not complete it on Monday, after Monday. So let me ask you something before I even say good afternoon, like officially. What's the wildest cure that your grandmother ever swore by? What's the wildest cure that your grandmother ever swore by? Because mine had exactly 3 remedies for everything. On God's green earth. And that was water, prayer, and you don't need to go to the doctor for that. That means like she had something for it. You don't need to go to the doctor for that. But that was my granddaddy too. My granddaddy actually was the medicinal guy. And I wasn't around my grandfather on my father's side, but he did a lot. He used to muddle dandelion and put it on certain wounds and stuff like that. So majority of the kids didn't really go to the doctor for a long period of time. Yeah. So my grandmother had plenty of stuff, man. But what did your grandmother have? What did your grandmother do for you when you were sick? Did she knock out? What was her remedy? I want to know from people out in the land, on the grapevine land. We're going to pick some grapes today with your grandmother's cures. What did your grandmother have for you when you were younger, when you were sick? 833-212-1017. 833-212-1017. Talk to me. Tell me what type of, you know, was it a little bit of foolishness? Was it a little bit of genius? Talk to me. Tell me what happened with your grandma. Because I know that when you get sick as a child, what did grandma reach for first? What did your grandmother actually reach for first? Vaseline. Yes. Vaseline. Vaseline. Honey and lemon, ginger, tea, Vicks. If you were younger and you didn't, and you got sick, chest cold, whatever, something with your lungs, what was your grandmother putting on your chest? Vicks. If you had a bad stomach ache and you were constipated, what were you putting in your body? Castor oil, straight up. You're putting castor oil on inside of your body. You're taking a teaspoon of castor oil. Or if your body was hurting, or you, like, some people had the flu, so they use Epsom salt, a bag of Epsom salt, put that in the water. Also greens, like the pot liquor. The pot liquor is everything. The pot liquor. So make sure, tell me, what was, or that mystery bottle in the cabinet. Everybody's grandmother had the mystery bottle in the cabinet. Everybody had the mystery bottle in the cabinet. All the black grandmas, our black grandmas turned the kitchen into urgent care. Like, for real. Like, the kitchen was the urgent care. If your body wasn't broke, guess what will be happening to you in the kitchen? In the kitchen, she'll pull out that honey. She'll pull out that real potent honey, the honey that, you know, that got the crust on the side. That's that honey. Or she, like, makes something out of ginger and whatever else. Like shaved fresh ginger and honey, and, you know, that shit, they have you eat it up or whatever. The grandma would have a salt water for sore throat. Who did that though? Oh my gosh, that was the worst. Salt and water, and mix that stuff up, and taking it, like, gargling with that. So nasty. Super nasty. So who has the best grandma remedy in the Grapevine Nation? Who has the best grandma remedy in the Grapevine Nation? Chicken noodle soup is easy. Chicken noodle soup with a soda on the side. Chicken noodle soup. Prunes. I hope people know what prunes are used for. Sweet potatoes and greens for constipation. So if you're constipated or if you need fiber but want something to come out of you really, really good, then you'd eat some prunes. You'd have some sweet potatoes and greens for constipation. So grandma might not have said gastrointestinal health, but that food did. That food definitely did. She probably would say, like, your grandma would probably say, you need some greens. You need some green collard greens and green sweet potatoes and green peas, oatmeal and fruit and prunes, all that. All of it. Oatmeal. I remember this. I do remember this. Oatmeal for itchy skin. Not the oatmeal in the lotion bottle, but oatmeal for itchy skin. I do remember that. Wow. That was a long time ago, man. That was a long time ago. Petroleum jelly. Nope, nasty though. Petroleum jelly for dry skin. Everybody used to do that. All of us used to go to school with shiny faces. Shiny faces with, especially if you're in a black household, if you had the petroleum jelly, that petroleum jelly had that face shiny. Epsom salt soaks, peppermint for hot warm crime presses. Woo, man, let me tell you, this is something else. Like I'm to really go back in my mind and think about the types of remedies is for real amazing, because a lot of this stuff is not necessarily passed down all the time, and we gotta do a better job as a group of people. We gotta do a better job. Hey, when we come back, I'm going to talk to you about GLP-1s and our kids, our teenagers and GLP-1 and what's going on in our world with our teenagers when we come back on the Grapevine and the Truth Radio Station.